Hey there, everybody. Luke here with a very exciting announcement. If you don't follow us on Blue Sky or hang out in our Discord, you might not have heard that we have got physical editions of Eidolon Become Your Best Self, second edition, available for you to order online. If you head over to Indie Press Revolution, you can order your own copy of Eidolon to put right on your dang bookshelf. I'll have a link in the show notes, and again, if you follow us on Blue Sky at Eidolon Playtest, or check out our Discord at bit.ly/AEDiscord, we're talking about it nonstop because we are extremely excited about it. We've actually had it technically available for close to a month now, but the first run of them sold out before we could get an announcement on the podcast feed. So, yeah. Get on over there before they sell out again and buy your own copy. That's all I've got. Let's get into Eidolon Romance.
Welcome back to Eidolon Romance. Hi. Juice is likely. I just wanted to say the name.
I keep forgetting that's her name.
Her name is Juice is likely. Believe it or not, that's what her parents named her. And
that's what it's like when Jack's around.
Yeah. I'm glad you were. I wasn't the first one to say. But yeah, we left off with a bit of a downtime episode last week. Some, you know, unfortunate revelations about the state of the Junkyard Empire. Very spooky, scary conversations between Helena and Hereafter. And maybe love can bloom in the wasteland between Juice is likely and Jack.
There's hope.
There's hope. And he's patrolling.
Yeah. I'm helping.
And we pick up the next morning, after you've all gotten some rest, were able to retrieve your empty bottle of ketchup from that feral child that took it.
Was generated from one of my alchemy things, so that would have naturally vanished after a period of time.
Okay. Then you were roused from your sleep by an angry feral child.
Yes. At which point I just create a new one and hand it to them and go back to sleep. Or try to go back to sleep.
God. You wake up with a small feral child curled up next to you holding arms around what clearly was the ketchup bottle. And it has now since disappeared, but she hasn't woken up yet.
Well, I gotta be very, very still then.
Unfortunately, everyone else is waking up around you. It's only a matter of time.
Okay, can I challenge fate to try and get out of bed without waking this child?
Molly, is challenge fate still a thing? I forget.
Yeah.
What was the thing that we learned?
Yeah, I literally have a move based on it, so.
Oh, okay, cool. There was one thing that happened. Yeah, it's right.
No,
at the top
I said
of the
beat
moves.
The odds, which is the Eidolon.
That was
yeah,
it.
That's
that
the
was
one
it.
Easy
yeah.
version of challenge fate. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, then challenge fate. I'm going to go with Ellie for that.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a delicate procedure.
Yeah.
So I only have the one.
What's your Ellie? Okay, and you get the devil.
I would like to
The clock's at 4. You could push.
Yeah, you can push. You got. Hey, I'm going to say right now, this is probably the best any Eidolon campaign has done at not getting that clock up. Like,
yeah, let's,
good
let's
work
that clock. Give me another card.
Okay. Okay, you get the moon.
When you push, you have to take what you pushed for, right?
You sure do.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe, I'm looking forward to finding out what unknown or unknowable thing interferes with me getting out of bed quietly.
Okay, oh, great, cool. Give me a second.
Is it?
I think.
Hope Patrol is, like, still sleeping on, like, a part of, like, clothing.
Horses are unknown or unknowable. That is true.
Yeah, I think it's that you roll over trying to get out the other side, and Hope Patrol is asleep, standing up right next to your bed.
involuntary reaction there.
Yeah, and I think when you go, the kid goes, no, my ketchup!
It's okay, buddy. hold on, let me get my character voice in. We always have breaks between episodes, and I forget my character voice.
We do.
True.
Yeah, it's okay, kid. It was empty anyway.
Can I have more, please?
Yeah, sure. A little breakfast for you.
Yeah, yay! Breakfast, ketchup breakfast!
Just try to wash it down with something solid, okay?
Okay, I got some trash that'll work. And the kid totters away.
Can I ask a potentially upsetting question?
Sure.
When the ketchup bottle disappears, does the ketchup also disappear from her tummy?
Yes, it does, because it's ketchup that was only made real by the power of my Eidolon.
So this kid is so hungry.
I'm gonna be honest, I disbelieve that a child can fill up on ketchup.
Yeah, I mean, almost certainly not. But in the apocalypse.
No. They're used to eating bad stuff here, mostly. Like, bad stuff that they make as palatable as they can.
Like, listen, but the point of the ketchup isn't to, you know,
sustain.
It's not sustenance. It is to cover whatever horrible flavors you're putting up with through necessity.
Oh, listen, however, I know. This child is just drinking ketchup. That's all.
Exactly. However, this poor child does not understand that ketchup is not sustenance. And I'm gonna take a swig out of my 2 liter of Mountain Dew that I have on my desk.
Yeah, uh-huh. Naturally.
And just go, like, yeah, that kid has no idea what nutrition is. and runs away. They're probably gonna just cover some, like, rotten bread or something in ketchup and scarf it down.
Mm-hmm. Is it morning already?
Mm-hmm.
Hereafter, you're all back to normal. All your bits are there.
Yay! You know, the worst part was the pinky toe. You guys were right.
Yeah, the balance. You need that balance. Juices comes over to the kind of like sleeping area where the three of you are. And she goes, "Oh God, she was Jason Statham. Hold on." Jack, you go a minute.
Yeah, I got a few. What's up?
I don't know if this is something you want kind of private or with your mates. It's about what you asked me to look into.
Oh, yeah, let's, you got a space near here that's,
Yeah, I got a little apartment I can take you to. Apartment's probably being generous. It's like a hole in the wall.
Hey, listen, I live here too. I get it.
All right. We'll be back. Don't worry. I know you lot have a busy day ahead of you.
No worries. Take whatever time you need, and then Hope Patrol tilts his head and
right.
winks at you.
Because Hope Patrol is under obligation to help Juice's hook up with...
Yes.
With Jack.
Correct.
Great. Cool. Juice's kind of shivers because she's never seen a horse wink before, and it was very startling.
I mean, we could... Hope and I could just step out. It's not that big a deal, you know. It's, you know, just figured I would offer.
I mean, yeah, if that's what you prefer rather than going back to my place, it's no worries. Hope, what do you think about that?
Although we could leave, I believe that going to your place would offer more privacy, so I think it would be best if...
Yeah, listen, I don't want to put you guys out.
I think hereafter, like, squints at Hope and then at Jack, and then just, like, pulls the blanket back up over her head and is just like, no.
But yeah, you go back. Jack, Juices leads you away to, it is a hole in the wall, like, quite literally. But it's nicer than you think, and there's a lot of, clothes around, like, that it's clear that Juices is a fairly gifted tailor, and there's a lot of, like, in-progress clothing made from recycled materials. It reminds you of home, but in a slightly different font. Like, it's not all rusted metal and nuts and bolts. It's like cleaning off rotted fabric and stitching together with, like, nylon, like, things like that.
Yeah, sort of a remix.
Yeah. And she goes,
right, so, reached out to a few little birdies, I don't know. And while things look pretty fucking wrecked over there in the Empire, didn't see any bodies. So, could be buried under the rubble. I don't want to get your hopes up too much, but, didn't see anyone.
I'll take what I can get, honestly.
Hey, that's how you get by here. Was there anyone you were looking for specifically? Like someone special in the Empire?
I mean, everyone's got their roles to play, you know? Don't want to single anyone out that way, but...
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you got that, like, you know, sweetheart or something.
No, there's been no one like that for a while now.
Oh, cool. Sorry, I haven't done this in a while. Look, things move fast here, and people die, and never know when the next day. I think you're pretty gorgeous and seem like a lady with a good head on your shoulders. If you maybe want to, I don't know, have a date or something after, if there is still an after.
I'm wanted by several gangs and, like, all of the city. And you're thinking about...
Babe, I already think you're attractive. You don't have to keep bumming me up.
I'm just saying, I'm not quite living the sort of life where future plans are really something that comes up a lot, you know.
Maybe you like them too.
I'll tell you what, if I make it out of here, and if my crew is still out there, I meant what I said about working some sort of exchange here, kind of pooling our collective resources. You guys have a lot of people to take care of here, and I feel like we could do a lot of good for one another. So
I think we could too. Even if, to be clear, even if, you know, we don't, nothing comes of this, still very much want to work with you. It's a good idea.
This business idea comes to pass, I feel like there's going to be, a lot of, let's say, coordination. A lot of, interchanges between groups. I think there's a lot of opportunity to maybe spin off some of that time. But
sounds like a plan to me.
So this, you understand, this is all very hypothetical at the moment. There's a lot of moving pieces.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh yeah. Of course. Nothing set in stone. Yeah,
so I guess point is, do you want to just kind of wait for that potentiality, or do you want to make the most of some time we got right now?
You see as Juice's eyebrows shoot up, wildly. And she turns around and immediately starts cleaning up, like clearing space on her bed, and
now sounds good. Now. For sure.
And I assume Jack just jumps on.
I just kind of walk her to the bed, if you will.
Beautiful.
And I just, before we fade out of the scene, I just say, I got where I am by taking advantage of the opportunities as they come to me.
Well, hey, you can take advantage of me and it's hard.
And I think as we fade to black, did someone just bite an apple?
Almost certainly Lexi.
Lexi's always going apple mode.
What's great is that absolutely did not come through on my mic.
Oh, it came through
for me.
I heard it.
Definitely.
Right,
I thought he was
talking to you guys on a headset, which means the mic is right next to my Apple.
I thought it was Iris getting very into character.
Sorry, equipment.
I'm not currently eating a carrot or apple.
After every recording, Iris treats herself to a sugar cube.
It gives me the energy I need.
As we fade to black and then, come back when Jack reconnects. Jack, before you left, Juice's, laying in bed, under the covers,
okay. I made this for you. I was gonna give it to you before, but sorry, there's no smooth way. I made this for you last night when I was waiting on the birds,
and it's a headband, like a Rambo style bandana.
Yeah.
But it's covered in it's some sort of fabric print that looks kind of like tribal tattoos outside of fiction. It's from an Ed Hardy shirt.
Oh, of course.
but y'all have no frame of reference for Ed Hardy. So it looks, it kind of matches your patchwork tattoo aesthetic.
Yeah.
And it's nicely, it's stitched well. It's not just torn fabric. It was clearly made to be a headband.
You don't have to wear it if you want.
I immediately put it on. I'm just like, oh, this is great. I can't remember the last time I had an intact piece of headwear.
Yeah, it looks good, right? It'll keep the sweat out of your eyes, too.
Yeah, sweat, grease.
I was so close to making a Juice's Likely joke.
I very nearly. You know what? Fuck it. We'll splice it in. Various juices.
Hey, I hear they're likely.
We have to keep Iris's.
I'm sorry, I couldn't restrain myself.
just a smash cutting back to open yeah. Control and just like kind of fully realizing what he's helped
yeah.
accomplish here.
But yeah, Jack, you reconnect with the other two.
Wearing a headband I wasn't wearing before.
Yeah, now wearing an Ed Hardy headband. I think you actually reconnect as Big Tony Slime is talking.
So, you want to hit Battery City?
That would be the ultimate plan, yes.
Well, look, we can't help you. Can't commit any forces.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm slipping
yeah,
into,
you slipped into juices.
Yeah, sorry.
Can't commit any forces, but I do know a way into the city. Old sewer tunnel. They cut it off when they went to their own water refinery, but didn't shut all the doors. So I can point you the way, but you gotta get the rest of the way on your own.
An infiltration route would be helpful.
Hereafter, still asleep? I notice you're still under the covers.
No, I can hear you. I didn't think that this was taking place in the bedroom, but you know what? That's fine. That works. That makes sense. That, you know, Tony does seem like a kind of guy who would just kind of walk in and...
This is where Tony lives. This is his house.
I guess that's true. Yeah, no, I got it. Okay, yeah. That's great. Thank you.
And no offense, but, the sooner you can get out of here... the safer everyone will feel.
Well, we do intend to leave fairly soon anyway. This is not a situation where we prefer to stick around. We need to make some moves and make them fast.
Hereafter, looking around like, is Jack back yet?
I think as you say that, Jack like turns around the corner wearing the Ed Hardy headband.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Ah, Jack, welcome. We were discussing our next moves. I take it everything went well?
Nothing conclusive, I'm afraid. No bodies, though, so that's probably a good sign, right?
Yes.
Oh, did you mean the sex?
Oh, good, yes. That is what I meant.
Okay, I don't know how much detail you're looking
That's
for here,
That's what you
but...
meant?
Did you bone down and what? You've been here like 12 hours.
I mean...
I did agree to offer my assistance.
I don't know how long it takes but that's more than enough time.
Honestly, I'm a self-replicating creature. I can... And there's two Tonys.
Hmm.
Hi.
So
how does this work for a hierarchy? Like, how do you decide which one's in charge?
Oh, no, we have a hive mind.
Oh.
Ah, so it's an anarchistic situation.
Yeah, it's like a collective, like a collective thought, no authority structure. But, enough about me.
Now just one Tony.
I'm just gonna, here,
and reaches inside himself and pulls out, a very damp, laminated map that you hold, unfolds, and it's clearly, very clearly to us, the listeners, and, performers, this is the map of, like, an old theme park. Like, this is, like a big, like you know, come visit Disney World.
right. You've got your gas pit and your...
Yeah.
Disney
and...
World, the amusement park for businesses.
Yeah. That's what I meant. And
it's like an even more horrifying version of those adult kid parks.
Oh God, like Exchange City, Jesus. but yeah, you see the map for Disney World, and it's he goes, "This was very hard to get, and it's pretty war Battery City. So I don't know how accurate all the details will be, but if you look right here, there's they used to have like a transportation, like a water route, like a log ship that they would carry troops in. There was a drainage for that went down, and it's over here in the cliffs. So if you head there, you'll find the tunnel.
Is it,
bless you?
Is it easily accessible, or what are we looking at?
It's been a while since I've been there. You might see a few BC guard, probably no House of Wolves. They got more important stuff. But I keep your eyes open.
Are there any? It would be helpful to go in with a slightly more extensive arsenal than what we currently have. I may not be able to hold a gun, but my compatriots can.
Okay. Give me a dazzle, Hope.
Sure. That will be...
Your glam.
Yes, that'll be two cards.
You get the Hanged Man and the Devil. Was that fun for you?
We'll pick... Oh, boy.
How many cards are in this deck?
Two.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah.
Fuck it. Give me the Devil.
Okay, great. So now there's one card left in this deck.
Well, at least we know what it is.
It is not good.
No.
You get what you want at a price you can't afford. I think Tony goes,
"Look, I like you all. Obviously, dear. But if you want to dip into our arsenal, which we need to keep ourselves safe, I'm going to need a little something in return. Pot roast stays here. Pot roast joins the 7th Street Scum."
I suppose I must decline. I could not force that upon Pot Roast. Pot Roast loves the herd.
He's a very good dog. I get it. We would have been happy to have him.
I'm sure you would, and I'm sure he would appreciate how you feel about him, but I could not part with him.
Of course. Well, then, he can stay here, unless he's coming with you, I guess.
Sorry, a lot of gravelly voices this episode so far.
Yeah.
I will be consulting with him to see what he would wish.
Okay. Then, I just ask, clear out of here in the next hour or so, please.
Yeah, we'll be gone before you know it.
Thank you, and hey, good luck. Give him a black eye for all of us. For Silver Star.
Yeah, for old Silver Star.
You just hear in your, "Well, ain't that sweet?"
You're after muttering, "Don't get used to it."
Big Tony, when this is all over, I hope you're looking forward to a pleasant and profitable exchange between yourselves and the junkyard.
Absolutely. We welcome it. 7th Street Scum Junkyard Empire could be an alliance for the ages. Oh, wait, were you fucking juicers?
Oh, yeah, you heard?
I mean, I didn't hear you do it, no. but I mean, hey, good for juicers. She's been going through real dry spell lately. Happy to hear it.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about juices going through a dry spell.
Yeah, same.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I think we needed to know that, Tony.
We've been desiccated
for a while.
There's no, we're a very open society here in the scum. Don't slut shame juices.
You know what? I'm going to let it go.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You guys get your shit. I'll be outside.
I need to stress that was Iris. Hope Patrol was being very polite.
Of course. Hope Patrol would never.
Hope Patrol would never.
But Hope Patrol is going to go talk to Pot Roast, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. You find Pot Roast playing with a bunch of kids. They're it's a combination of like fetch, and they'll give him belly rubs, and then he'll like chase them around. Like, clearly a welcome presence here.
Oh, hey, boss. Hey.
Hello, Pot Roast. It's...
Hey.
Looks like you're doing quite well.
Yeah, I mean, the kids like me. They like to chase, and they're pretty good at throwing. Not as good as, adults or oh man, you remember how good Maurice the orangutan we had for a little while until he kind of ran off? He could throw so good.
He had an amazing arm, yes.
Yeah. What you need? Are we heading out?
Yes, we will be heading out soon.
Okay.
Jack hereafter and I are preparing for a infiltration and assault upon Battery City.
That's a big one, huh?
Yes. I am going to be honest with you. It is going to be extremely dangerous. I cannot guarantee that any of us will be making it out alive. We certainly hope to, but there's no guarantee.
Oh.
Hey,
boss.
You have been a wonderful second in command. I could ask for no better. And although if it were up to me, I would order you right now to stay here with these children.
Oh, but...
But that would not be fair to you. I think it should be your decision for what you want to do.
I like it here, but boss, I'm part of the herd. I said I gotta protect you.
I am Hope Patrol. I am the leader of the herd, but I am not the herd. The herd is something larger. It always has been. We lose members, we gain them. No matter what, we keep moving. We keep looking after those who remain. When I am gone, the herd will continue, as it must, as it should. If you wish to join me, because that is your deepest desire, then I will not stop you. But the herd is more than me. And I do believe that were I not to return, the herd would greatly benefit from you being there for the rest of them. You have a wonderful soul. Pot roast.
Of course, I don't want you to die.
I don't want anyone to die, Pot Roast, but we all do die eventually. And sometimes we die in the pursuit of something greater.
Okay. Okay, boss. I'll stay here. For the hurt.
Thank you, my friend.
Because, even without you here, one thing we're going to need is hope. Was that then clever? I was trying to be clever.
You were very clever. I could not have put it better myself.
Can I lick your face one more time?
Of course. Hope Patrol bends his neck down.
Pot Roast gives you sloppy, sloppy pit bull kisses. Crying the whole time, like, oh, boss, I hope you live. I don't want you to die.
Once he has a chance, Hope Patrol will bend his neck so his head can, like, reach his cape, and he will bite it and pull it off of him and just sort of like drop it on Pot Roast, and like it's fairly large,
here's exactly what happens. It covers Pot Roast and he like roots around in it and then sticks his head up, and one ear like is up, the other one is down, as he pokes his head up through the thing.
Keep that safe for me. I wouldn't want to get any bullet holes.
I promised you'd chew on it only a little bit.
I'll be expecting it back when I return.
Okay, it'll be a little chewed. I know myself.
Good dog.
Oh, boss! He starts crying all over again.
Hope Patrol leaves before he starts crying in front of the troops.
Okay, so now for the scene where Hereafter gets sloppy kisses.
Yeah! Helena goes, darling, come here.
No.
Hard no. But yeah, you three are all ready to go, and you know the way. Do you have any last things you want to say to each other, to anyone here, before you leave on a mission you may not come back from?
I don't believe in goodbyes. Goodbyes are bad luck.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, cool.
Nothing going on for me here.
You hope you can still hear.
He said I was a good dog.
From inside.
I have wrapped up my loose ends.
Okay. Well, you know the way, and it is a long journey. It's going to take you about 2-3 days to get there. Battery Cities is a way off. But you're on the road. You notice Battery City troops are active. There's whirly birds around. You can hear occasionally as you're making your way through. You just hear gunshots in the distance. And I'm going to need one of you, if you would, to make me just an Ellie challenge fate to see how well you do at staying off the path.
Oh, none of us have any fucking Ellie.
I think the most elegant of us, the horse, should do it.
Sure, yeah, I do have two as opposed to
okay. One and one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now. It's the Hanged Man, and then I'm going to shuffle the deck. Yeah.
Which is what we desperately need.
Yeah.
Let's see if I finally get my... Oh, wait. No, I did get my resonant a session ago.
You did.
I was, and then you got your dissonant. I'm thinking of my flashback character who has never gotten her resonant.
Sorry, I'm making sure this is properly sure.
No, you're fine.
Listen, the flashback character will get her resonant in due time.
Isn't that what that campaign's all about?
Yeah. That's the bit I'm doing.
LMAO.
Fuck! Okay. Shuffled. So the Hanged Man and the Lovers.
All right, well, I'll take the Lovers.
Yes, please get the Lovers.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can safely lose it.
Hanged Man.
well, you are faced with two paths. You know,
yeah, hope know
you
have heard it.
Die.
Maps have many paths, you are, my friend.
You are very familiar with the wasteland. Yeah, the herd would go all over. And you know, you stayed far enough away from Battery City that you haven't gotten that close. But you know there's two routes you could take to get there. One is through, you just call them the Underway. It looks like it used to be some sort of, like, you know, transport system. Maybe it's just a series of tunnels. And the other is through a precarious cliff path. Keeps you out of any patrols that would be, like, you know, wandering around. And the overhang, unless a whirlybird is right next to you, it'd be tough for them to see you. But in the underways, you're underground. So your choice. I also need you to know that the Lovers card I have has a lesbian couple, a lady and the tramping their spaghetti. One of them is wearing a Guy Fieri shirt.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That will I think I'll put it to the group. I think Hope Patrol would believe in the power of democracy.
Yeah, I think hereafter is like, okay, so the thing is, if we're underground, there's very little room to maneuver. Not that the cliff has more, but it is certainly not the same kind of dead-end situation we would find ourselves in underground, you know?
True. We could either go backwards or forwards, and that's mostly it. I think we should do the cliffs, but Jack, do you feel strongly otherwise?
I can handle either, so whatever you're most comfortable with, I think is what we should do.
Is there...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried, now that I've thought about it, is there going to be enough room mm-hmm. for you to maneuver, Hope?
Oh, yes. I will be fine. I'm quite accustomed with narrow passageways. I may not be up the level of some of the goats I've encountered, but I'm nimble enough.
Look, there's a reason they're called the goats.
Because they're the greatest at what they do.
I don't know, probably. I just know somebody named them that for a reason.
Greatest of alpine traversal.
Greatest of all traversal.
Yeah, greatest of all traversal.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, I think we should go to the cliffs.
Okay, then you take a winding path, and it's a slow ramp up to the cliffs, but it just keeps getting steeper and steeper, and by the time night falls, you're only about halfway up to the real path that'll lead you up there. It's a bit wider than the cliff path will get, but it's still fairly narrow, and if you slipped and fell, it would hurt. And it's cold. The winds are a bit harsher up here, and now that the sun's gone down, it's getting very chilly.
Jack, I don't suppose you have anything to help with this, huh?
I mean, I could get you something, but I don't think it's gonna last long.
Well?
I am going to reach into my satchel.
Hmm.
And I'm going to pull out a very crumpled, torn and taped piece of paper. It is a drawing of what I'm pretty sure is supposed to be a winter scene on account of the three circles and lines for sticks for arms snowman. And there's some sort of creature, six-legged creature, four legs and two arms, I guess, creature wearing a big, heavy, like, parka.
And as you pull this out, getting ready to make use of it, where does your mind wander about the artist of this particular piece?
Well, fortunately, like all the pieces in my satchel, it is signed by the artist, Riley, age 6. And I do think about, I mean, I don't know if I can remember this specific drawing, but, you know, I can definitely picture the artist at work on a, let's call it a cot. That's what I was going for when I built it, with some paper that I painstakingly scavenged. Used to be from some sort of a pamphlet. I bleached it and dried it myself so it would be white and good for drawing, with some crayons that we made ourselves by melting down some wax.
And that was only a little bit before the last time you saw Riley, wasn't it?
It's probably been a few years at this point. Mm-hmm. Easy to lose track.
Yeah, it's been some time. It's been probably what? That was 6. He went missing probably around, like, you know, 10 or 12. And you haven't seen him for 4, 5, 6 years. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. I've been kind of trying not to count the time. That's what'll kill you.
Yeah, but it is always ticking away in the background, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, you pull out this drawing, and I assume you're gonna pull out the parka.
I am indeed gonna pull out the parka.
You pull it out, and it is a functional parka. I am going to say, because of the crudeness of the drawing, it's like when people cosplay Borderlands characters. it has that thick, dark outline. Like, it looks like it was drawn and then ripped into reality.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good fit for literally anybody. But it's real puffy.
Better than nothing.
And it's dark. Are you gonna keep going through the night, or do you think you're gonna camp?
I feel like continuing on is the errand of fools, but I am willing to be a fool should everybody decide we're foolish.
Well, here's the question: is there a good place to shelter for the night? Because if not, we might as well keep moving on, because just being out in the open is going to be much safer than continuing.
There's overhangs of, like, rock that if you all, like, hugged the wall, you could be sheltered from most of the wind. But there's no, like, convenient caves or anything here. You're always going to be a little exposed to the elements.
Well, I think resting makes more sense than not resting, at the very least. If they're going to find us up here, they're going to find us up here. But we can't confront them without rest.
Yes, I suppose that is true. We may not have much shelter here, but as a much larger animal with, you know, far more hair, I am feeling a bit warmer. I can provide some shelter.
So are you, just so I make sure I have the beautiful vision in my head correctly, it's going to be Jack and Hereafter huddled against the wall, and then Hope kind of like laying on them, near them.
Yes,
I think
that's
like in front
idea.
Of them, right?
Yeah,
just
we're standing yeah. between the wall and Hope Patrol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adorable.
That is the idea.
Very like Ash in the snow cave with Charmander.
Yes.
Coated.
Oh, precisely. Totally. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Precisely.
But yeah, you all rest. It's not the most pleasant of rest. Like, you know, it's cold still. Hope does help. And Hope runs hot too because of his Eidolon. It's warmer than you would expect it to be, but every once in a while, like a gust of wind clears Hope and gets right in your face and it'll wake you up. And hereafter, as you're sleeping, you still get your rest, but you are haunted by that familiar voice. Closer and closer, little one. Are you ready for the big show?
As ready as I can be. I was kind of forced into the big show.
Yes, well, life has a way of catching you unawares.
What do you know about that?
Oh, you think I have always been like this? Like I did not know life?
Well, that's not what I said.
Oh, what do I... Then be more specific, little one. Use your words.
What was your big show? What did you get forced into?
Did you know there were once 9 billion humans on the planet?
I've heard the number before, but I don't know if I could even comprehend what exactly that means.
It is larger than the human mind is meant to, in many ways. Understandable. And for all its faults, it was beautiful to watch the life grow and spread, and I would take as needed. No one lives forever. Some live far too short, but such is the way. And then... Well, then my big show came. Now, look at the world you live in. I know much about the big show.
So, are you trying to tell me that you were there when this all kicked off? When Battery City was finally founded?
Before that, darling. I remember when there were cities across this land. People dying every day. People living every day. And then the bombs fell.
Well, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound so different from now.
I suppose you're right. Maybe a bit prettier. But, well, let's see how many bombs are left for this world.
There's probably still a few left. At least.
Oh, darling, little one, I know. I'm looking at one.
Really?
Why do you think I chose you? Why do you think you have been given such a gift?
I assumed it was because I was the only person who had walked into your cave in the last 50 years or so.
Oh, you think you chose to walk into my cave? It's cute.
Are you suggesting that I didn't?
I'm suggesting there are forces in this world that even you cannot see.
You are just always never willing to give me a straight answer about anything, are you?
Fine. You want straight answer?
I wouldn't mind one.
Silverstar talked about his,
and she summons him in this moment, and he's like being held by the throat so he can't talk. And she goes, Silverstar talked about his black parade, yes? His grand vision of standing against Battery City. His black parade is nothing. He is a child at play. Do you want to see, do you want to hear the true black parade, little one? The reason you are marching on to that haven of lights?
What is it?
And a few things happen in this moment hereafter. You are overwhelmed by the sight and sound of 8,900,573,642 lives being extinguished in nuclear fire. The screams deafen you. The sight of the explosions of the flesh searing from bone, the ash where homes and lives used to be, all flash in front of you like a parade of your worst nightmares, and you can't look away or wake up. And it lasts the span of a single second. All at once, hitting you right in the head. You are my black parade. You are the chorus of those who I've taken, who did not get to make their sufferers.
They will.
Good girl. And then you wake up. Like, right, like, you just, like, wide awake, terrified.
Yeah, sweaty as hell.
Yeah, yep.
Despite the fact that it's fucking freezing up here.
Yep. You remember every bit of it. You remember the screams, you remember the sights. And normally, after your meetings with Helena, like, things can get a little fuzzy.
Yeah, more impressions than visions.
Yeah, you remember every single second.
I think... she, like, looks over at Jack, probably still asleep, same with Hope. Like, is it still dark?
It's like the sun is getting ready to rise. It's that, like, where there's, like, the soft pink on the horizon.
Yeah.
But the sun isn't up yet.
She sits there for a couple of minutes and just, like, gets her breathing under control first before doing anything else. Just slow breaths and then... eventually, like, without really looking over, just, like, nudges Jack in the shoulder.
Sun up.
Yep.
Alright, let's get going.
Pokes Hope. Probably, like, harder than she needs to. She's, yeah. I don't know how hard you have to hit a horse to wake a horse up.
I've never personally attempted it, so I'm not sure.
It's probably not a good idea.
Public service announcement to all listeners, don't hit a horse.
Yeah, please don't hit a horse.
Do not.
From what my extreme horse girl of a partner has told me, and Iris, I'm not threatening your credentials. I know you are also a horse girl.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
There are two types of horses. Ones where you just need to tap them and they will be up and at them, or ones that sleep like the dead and you have to, like, yell and shake them.
Yeah, very much like humans in that regard.
Yep.
I think Hope does rouse, though, and sees, like, the sun just starting to peak above the horizon. And says, ah, well, I suppose it's time to get a move on.
Yeah. Don't care for it, but we got a lot to get done.
Indeed. And in this temperature, it's good to keep moving anyway.
Yeah. Appreciate the body block last night.
Of course. I'm glad to see that neither of you have become popsicles in the meantime.
Hey, quick question. How does that horse know what a popsicle is?
Oh, you think when he was racing, no one ever froze ice on a stick?
There you go. Hey, you know what? Hey, asked and answered. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, no, don't think I could find myself freezing to death with you in front of the wind anyway. Anyone ever told you you're really warm?
Yes, I take it as a compliment.
Well, tonight it was one, so...
All right, let's get moving.
Okay.
A Hope very carefully stands up.
Hey, Iris, did you just almost call your character Horse?
Maybe.
I feel like Horse Patrol.
Horse Patrol. I should note, it took every bit of willpower in my body not to interrupt with... by saying Helena explains gives a gay answer instead of a straight answer.
God.
That's fucking true. I don't know if Zoe knows how to give a straight answer.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing. Hey. I'm not asking Zoe.
Hey. You're asking the undead bride who controls your spirit.
Yeah.
Mary would love that fan fiction.
Oh god, you're so right.
You keep going along the path, and it becomes rather precarious. You're on the path now. It gets to the point where you can only go in single file. And Hope, you are constantly accidentally stepping, and like a rock will come loose. In fact, give me another Ellie.
Okay, that's two. Horse.
All right, you get the Sun.
Okay,
and the Empress.
Okay, thank Christ. I'll take the Sun.
Okay, the Sun. Yeah, you are able to. You actually do almost fall, but then your Eidolon power kicks in, and you rocket yourself back. And you realize that as long as you're quick on your reflexes like that, there's actually very little chance of you falling through slipping on a rock. Because you can always kind of, you know, rocket boost yourself back onto the path pretty easily.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Please just be careful with that. I would rather you didn't blow up the path entirely.
Oh, yes. I will endeavor not to cause an avalanche.
Should have had you blow out a cave for us yesterday.
That would have taken a very long time.
And you eventually make your way to a portion of the path that begins to slope down. You realize whatever, pathway this will take you, the winding roads of this cliff, you've crossed the halfway point, and you are now descending. And you can see, as you reach that point, finally cresting over the horizon. You've been traveling for pretty much the whole day, and the Sun is starting to set. And you see the glow as all the neon and halogen and LED lights of Battery City shunk, shunk, funk, funk, like click on all at once. And there's a second sun in the sky, right on the horizon. And you see in big, shining neon letters, "Welcome to Battery City, the last hope of civilization."
Eidolon Romance is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest, where you can get 1 week early episodes. If you're listening to this episode of Romance right now on the free feed, you could have listened to it last week if you wanted to for just a dollar. And that gets you 4 early episodes at least a month, because that's how months work. Definitely worthwhile. I think it's fun. Go hit the $3 tier up to get our design podcast, where Luke and I are currently working on Thread Spinner. You should be getting a new one of those pretty soon, in fact. So if you are interested in that at all, I recommend hopping onto that $3 tier. You also get every month's Idle on Playlist, where we talk about music featured on the show, and sometimes Wizard Jams. You also get the GM notes for each episode, so you can take a look at those and see what's going on behind the scenes. For $5, you can get the most recent draft of Eidolon 2.0 and your name read out on the podcast. I will do those momentarily here. And for $10 a month, you get our grab bag. Maxi soundtrack, the incredible soundtrack for Eidolon, is in there. We have a bunch of bonus pods that are in there. I was recently on The Tower, which was released on the Fee Feed, but further episodes are out there on the $10 tier. You can listen to more renovations to that weird old magic tower. There's old Netrunner pods in there. There are old videos where Iris and Maxi are playing through Toho games. Petty Felonies, where a bunch of us have played things like Fiasco. And generally, you know, our love and affection. Thank you so much for everybody who supports us over time. I know it's not easy. I know things are hard right now, but we appreciate it all the same. Anyway, for those $5 patrons, I would like to give a special shout out to Jeanette, Nobodies, Jack D, Derry, Richard Wood, Luke, hi other Luke, Kyanite Gem, Underlying Ocean, Olive, Super Biased Gary, Jade Nebula, Ava, Viking Soren, Ryan Ball, The Stand User, formerly known as Austin, Spam, Shrimp Dono, Gyronaut, Diamations, The Fable of the Porcupine Bride, Brulee, Megan Anderson, Seltzer Haffer, Ortolan, and Fletcher Gaddy. Thank you everybody for all the support. Like I said, I know times are hard right now, but you know, we will keep making shit. Stuff will keep happening. We're going to be here every week. So we really appreciate those of you who still stick around.